אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד
ש... We are reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, article introduction to Tess. We continue from item 26. We're reminding you, you can send your questions to kab.tv or Sviva Tava.
כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 776.
Writings of בעל הסולם, introduction to the study of the 10 ספירות. Item 26. Let us also examine the second question, which is that one must first fill one's belly with Mishnah and Gemara. Everyone agrees that it is indeed so. Yet, this is all...
Meaning, you can learn all of the Torah that you want, in all of the books that you want, even not the wisdom of Kabbalah, go ahead, learn something else. However...
Yet, this is all true if you have already been endowed with learning Lishma, or even Lo Lishma, if you are still within the 3 years or the 5 years.
Meaning, if you are still in the period of 3 years or 5 years, according to Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama, that one determined that 3 years is enough to study all kinds of books besides the wisdom of Kabbalah, and the other one said 5 years. But if you don't see a good sign within 3 years according to one method or 5 years according to the other, then you must leave everything you're studying and move on to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, because that guarantees a person to reach Lishma, meaning for the Creator's sake, meaning for opening the eyes of revelation of the Creator, which is the only purpose of a person in this world, and that's why he is here.
However, after that time, the Braita warns you that you will never see a good sign, and so you must test your success in the study of Kabbalah.
Item 27.
We must also know that there are two parts to the wisdom of truth.
Meaning, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, there are two parts.
The first, called the secrets of Torah, must not be exposed except by implication, and from a Kabbalist to a disciple who understands in his own mind. Ma'ase Merkava and Ma'ase Bereshit belong to that part as well. The sages of the Zohar refer to that part as the first three Sefirot, Keter, Chochma, Bina. And it is also called the Rosh of the Parzuf.
Meaning there is a spiritual Parzuf called Neshama, and there is Rosh and Guf. So in Rosh, we do not attain. It's Sefirot Keter, Chochma, and Bina. It cannot be attained. We get something from there, but attainment there, clear attainment, we do not have. And that is why there is a prohibition to do it. Prohibited means you can't. And it's a waste to spend their time or effort or exertion or anything. In the Rosh of the degree, in Keter Chochma Bina, we don't invest strength in order to attain it, because you cannot attain it more.
The second part is called the flavors of Torah. It is permitted to disclose them, and indeed a great mitzvah to disclose them. The Zohar refers to it as the seven lower sefirot of the Parzuf,
which is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. Yes.
And it is also called the Guf of the Parzuf. Every single Parzuf of Kedusha consists of 10 Sefirot. These are called Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. The first three Sfirot are considered the Rosh of the Partsuf, and the seven lower Sfirot are named the Guf of the Partsuf. And even the soul of the lower man contains the ten Sfirot in their above names as well, and every single discernment in the upper and in the lower. The reason why the seven lower Sfirot, which are the Guf of the Patsuf, are called flavors of Torah, is the meaning of the verse, and the palate tastes its food. The lights that appear under the first three, namely the Rosh, are called Te'amim, flavors. And Malchut of Rosh is called Chech, palate. For this reason, they are called Te'amim of Torah, flavors of Torah. This means that they appear in the palate of the Rosh, which is the source of all the Te'amim, all the flavors, which is Malchut of Rosh. From there down, it is not forbidden to disclose them. Quite the contrary. The reward of one who discloses them is immeasurable and boundless. Also, these first three Sfirot and these seven lower Sfirot expand both in the general and in the most particular segment that can be divided. Thus, even the first three Sfirot of the Malchut are the end of the world of Asiya, at the end of the world of Asiya, belong to the section of the secrets of Torah, which are forbidden to be disclosed. And the seven lower Sfirot in the Keter of the Rosh of Atzilut belong to the section Te'amei Torah, flavors of Torah, which are permitted to be disclosed. And these words are written in the books of Kabbalah.
Santiago.
Rav, siempre hemos dicho que Malchut de Rosh es llamado Pe. ¿Por qué Baal HaSulam en este artículo?
We always said that Malchut of Rosh is called Pe. Why is he calling her here Chech, palate?
Chech, palate, is the feeling pot. What is pe? Mouth. You put something in your mouth, and what do you have? But chech, the palate, is the most sensitive place for flavor. And the lights that spread from Rosh to Guf, they go through that place, and then the flavors, the te'amim, the flavors of the Torah, you then taste what you receive from the Creator. That's why it's called Chech, palate. And from the Chech, you then have swallowing it in the Garon, which is a throat, and then you have the Zivug of Chech and Garon, the coupling of the palate and the throat, how it happens in the soul, and why it is named that way in our body as well. Who else do we have? Hebrew 10.
Rav, it says that there are two parts in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the part of the concealed part of Torah and the flavors of Torah. I wanted to ask about the social writings of Baal HaSulam. Can you say that they belong to the parts of the flavors of Torah?
Of course. And Sitrei Torah, there barely isn't. It's written in Zohar about the Sitrei Torah, the secrets of the Torah. And that too, we don't really understand how it's related to Sitrei Torah, to the secrets of the Torah. What it means is that you cannot receive them within the vessels. You understand? It's the light that isn't yet attained in the clear, so it's concealed. That's why it's called the secrets of the Torah. The light that's in the clear is called Torah, and the light that isn't attained in the clear is called the secrets of the Torah. That's it. It's not some secrets or it's lights that you need a special state, special permission in order to be able to start revealing them. That's it.
Buongiorno Rav. Perché scrive qui che menziona il nome di Assia del, di Keter che possono, non possono essere rivelati? Perché menziona il nome di Azilut anche qui?
Rosh. Why does he say here that Assia of Keter can be revealed? Why does he speak of Rosh of Atzilut?
What's the difference? In every single degree, it's the same. Also in Rosh of Atzilut, also in Rosh of the lower degree possible, Rosh is always disclosed and only the body is revealed. The Guf of Atzilut is revealed and the Rosh of Asiya is concealed. It doesn't matter where the Partsuf is. Rosh is always concealed and the Guf is always revealed.
Rav, we learned that the creature makes a calculation in the Rosh, how much he can receive in order to bestow. What does it mean that he does not attain the Rosh?
What is in the Rosh is attained in the Guf. That's it.
What does it mean that you don't attain the Rosh?
You don't attain the Rosh. It's all through rejecting. We'll talk about it. Thoughts, the thought of creation, we attain from receiving it in the Guf. But in an actual form of thought, no. From your actions, we will know you. That's it. So there's a lot to talk about here. It's a whole thing. Now, we don't reveal the Creator, but only according to our understanding, to our attainment, and that alone. We'll see how to explain this. I need to think how to do it. PT 22.
Friend is asking, what is a good sign in the study of Kabbalah?
Revelation of the Creator to the created being according to the law of equivalence of form. PT 19.
I want to write to the second part that's called flavors of Torah that can be revealed. What does it mean? What can be revealed here?
The flavors of the Torah are revealed.
And it's a great mitzvah to reveal them. In our study, what does it mean, flavors of Torah?
After zivug dehaka'a of the Rosh of the Partsuf of the soul, we receive these lights of the Partsuf, and that is considered revelation of the Torah. Torah is what is revealed from Peh and below within the Partsuf of the soul.
Can we taste it? Can we feel it?
Of course, it's in the vessels of the body. It's from the palate down, from Chech below.
I got it.
Okay, I'm delighted. Kiev 1.
Dear teacher, we say that in our work we rise from Malchut to Bina. What does it mean that we don't attain Bina?
It's in the Kelim of Guf. There we attain what we have in the Rosh. In the Rosh itself we don't have vessels and therefore we don't have attainment. That's it. We'll talk about it. Moscow
7. Да, Рав. Что значит в душе низкого человека есть тоже эти категории сферот?
What is that these sfirot exist in the soul of the individual person?
In the soul of Adam Tachton, the lowest Adam, we all share the same parts. In the soul, not in the body, although our body is built according to the spiritual system. Ashkelon.
Two questions. Who is the wise receiver who understands in his mind? Who is he?
That he has reason, and then he understands from his reason.
Whose reason?
That he receives the light of Chokhmah in order to bestow.
The Creator?
Yes. That's what builds our reason. More?
When he writes here that the reward of one who reveals them is great beyond measure. So the reward of revealing for himself or as a conduit, revealing it to humanity?
He is already in contact with humanity. We're not talking about things like that. Of course it is. Otherwise, what is he going to reveal it for? For himself? In order to receive? Only in order to pass it on to the others, in order to help the whole world. With that, he can do good to the Creator.
Here he speaks of the importance of dissemination?
Yes, of course.
28, I'm sorry. You will find the source of these words in Masechet Pesachim, where it is said, it is written, and her gain and her hire shall be holiness to the Lord. It shall not be treasured nor laid up, for her gain shall be for them that dwell before the Lord, to eat their fill and for stately clothing. Literally covering attic. What is stately clothing? Covering attic. This is what covers things that attic yomin covered. And what are those? The secrets of the Torah. Others say this is what reveals things that attic yomin covered. What are those? The flavors of the Torah. And Rashbam interprets, Atik Yomin is the Creator. As it is written, and Atik Yomin sits. The secrets of the Torah are Maaseh Merkava and Maaseh Bereshit. The meaning of name, Shem, is as it is written. And this is my name forever. And the clothing means he does not give them to any person, but only to those whose heart is worried. As it is written, in one does not learn, this is what reveals things that Atik Yomin covered. This means covering the secrets of the Torah, which were covered in the beginning. And Atik Yomin disclosed them and gave permission to disclose them. One who discloses them is granted what he said in this verse.
Meaning, until here are his words, and meaning we need to continue. He brings it from some kind of source here. He'll explain it in a moment.
Item 29. Now you evidently see the great difference between the secrets of Torah, where all who attain them receive this great reward, explained there in the Gemara in the interpretation of the verse, for covering them and for not disclosing them. And it is to the contrary with the ta'amim of Torah, the flavors, where all who attain them receive this great reward for disclosing them to others. Some say that there is no dispute on the first opinion, but only an examination of the different meanings between them. The first meaning explains the end, as it says, stately clothing, covering attic. Hence, they interpret the attainment of the great reward for covering the secrets of Torah. Others say it explains the beginning, eat their fill. meaning the te'amim, the flavors of the Torah, as it is written, and the palate tastes food. This is because the lights of te'amim are called eating. Hence, they interpret the attainment of the great reward mentioned in the verse regarding one who discloses the te'amim of Torah. However, both think that the secrets of the Torah must be covered and the te'amim of the Torah must be disclosed.
And that is the most important thing, this summary, that in the Torah there is the secrets of the Torah and there are the te'amim of the Torah, the flavors of the Torah. The te'amei Torah, the lights only in the Rosh of the Paratzuf, from below upwards, and that's why they cannot be attained, because we attain them only in the Paratzuf, which is from Rosh and below. I'm talking about the structure of the soul, and these are the secrets of the Torah. And the Ta'amei Torah, the flavors of the Torah, what enters from the Chech, from the palate, into the soul, from above, there are revelations. That's why Sitrei Torah, the secrets of the Torah, are not revealed, and they should be covered up more and more. For who? For what? In the Paratzuf that we receive from below to above, in the Rosh. And that is how we build the Rosh. That is considered that these and those determine that the secrets of the Torah must be covered, each one that comes to, that reaches them and it's opened up to him, the ability to attain the Rosh of the Partzuf, he rejects it from above downwards, and then from that, he is rewarded with attaining the Tamei Torah of the Guf, of the Partzuf, of the soul. Okay? Okay, you can hear, it's good. In the beginning, you only need to hear it. And Lamed. Item 30. Thus, you have a clear answer about the fourth and the fifth question in the beginning of the introduction. What you find in the words of our sages, as well as in the holy books, that is only given to one whose heart is worried, meaning the part called Secrets of the Torah, which is the first three sefirot, the Rosh, that is given to only concealed ones, and under certain conditions, you will not find even a trace of them in all the books of Kabbalah, in writing or in print, since those are things that Atik Yomin covered, as it is written in the Gemara. Moreover, do say if it is possible to even think or picture that all those holy and famous righteous, which are the greatest and best in the nation, such as Sefer Yetzirah, the Book of Creation, the Book of Zohar, and the Braita of Rabbi Ishmael, Rav Chai Gaon, and Rav Chamai Gaon, Rabbi Elazar of Garmiza, and the rest of the Rishonim, the first ones, through Rambam, Nachmanides, and Baal HaTurim, and the Baal Shulchan, and the Baal Shulchan Aruch, through the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, and the Ladi Gaon, and the rest of the righteous from whom we received the whole of the revealed Torah, and by whose words we live to know which act to do so as to be favored by the Creator. All of them wrote and published books in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and there is no greater disclosure than writing a book, whose author does not know who reads his book. It is possible that complete wicked will scrutinize it. Hence, there is no greater uncovering of secrets of Torah than this, and we must not doubt these holy and pure. that they might infringe even an iota of what is written and explained in the Mishnah and Gemara, that they are forbidden to disclose, as it is written in the prohibition to learn in Masechet Chagiga. Rather, all the written and printed books are necessarily considered the te'amim, the flavors of the Torah, which Atik Yomin first covered and then uncovered, as it is written, the palate tastes food. Not only are these secrets not forbidden to disclose, but on the contrary, it is a great mitzvah, commandment, to disclose them. And one who knows how to disclose and discloses them, his reward is plentiful. This is because by disclosing these lights to many, particularly to the many, depends the coming of the Messiah soon in our days. Amen.
Here it's clear that the wisdom of Kabbalah is dedicated to everyone and anyone, and there's no one who can say that it's forbidden to anyone to learn it. And specifically through the wisdom of Kabbalah, we can reveal such forces of nature that help us come to the complete, eternal, and happy life. Questions? Moscow 3.
Доброе утро. Тайны Торы – это то, что мы учим, что Сферот Кетер и Хохма скрываются в Гарда Бина. Это вот это?
The secrets of the Torah, is that what we learn, that Sferot of Keter and Chochma that are concealed from the from Bina?
More. Focus group.
כן. שאלה מהאינטרנט. מי שזכה להגיע ללשמה דרך לימוד חוכמת הקבלה.
Question from the internet. One has been rewarded with reaching lishma through the wisdom of Kabbalah. Is it enough for him to engage only the wisdom of Kabbalah, or does he need the rest of the path of the Torah until the end of correction?
Baal Salam answered that earlier. If he is part of those who need to study, then according to Shulchan Aruch, the set table, they can learn and they can complete that. We've been through it already. Latin 4.
Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Elevando a sí mismo. Y ahí es algo que se llama gustos de la Torah.
Es cierto.
Repito, please.
Cuando tengo acciones de otorgamiento y fe, significa que
when I do actions of bestowal and faith, it means that I raise myself and I am in the flavors of the Torah?
Yes.
What do I gain from that? What corrections? What goes on there?
You're correcting your soul, because by that, you are drawing light, and this light brings your screen, Masach, and through the screen you begin to receive these lights in order to bestow and to fill your soul. By that, your soul begins to resemble the Creator. It becomes a divine part from above, and you come to adhesion with the Creator. Bulgaria 2. Bulgaria 2.
Здравствуйте снова. Можно ли сказать, что до сих пор, что читал Гилат,
can one say, that we can replace our desire? Is an intention replaceable?
We change the intention. Namereni. Kavana, intention, from to myself to the Creator. But we can't reach the Creator directly except through the Ten. So our intention changes from pleasuring myself to pleasuring or delighting the ten, and through the ten delighting the creator. By that, we come to equivalence with the creator. The way he is towards us, we are towards him. And according to that level of equivalence, we begin to discover how he is filling us. French.
Bonjour, Rav. Comment savoir si les signes que l'on croit voir sont les bons?
Hello, Rav. How to know if the signs we reveal are correct and what to do with these signs?
I didn't get it, Yaakov.
What to do if one finds a good sign, to know if they're correct, and what to do with what we identify as a sign.
A good sign is when you have an opportunity to bestow to others. You become partners with the Creator. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, what is the holy dress in article? Is it love of friends? What is the holy dress in article? Is it love of friends?
Ken.
Yes. Bestowal or love of friends is a holy clothing. Excellent. Excellent.
Zeo.
That's it. So what are we doing? Continue this or go to another introduction? We're not going to have time. Let's continue here. Item 31. There is a great need to explain once and for all why the coming of the Messiah depends on the study of Kabbalah in the masses, which is so prevalent in the Zohar and in all the books of Kabbalah. The public has discussed it pointlessly to the point that it has become intolerable. The explanation of this matter is explained in Tikkuni Zohar, the corrections of the Zohar. These are its words. Second path, and the Ruach, the Spirit of God, hovered over the face of the water. What is the Ruach? Indeed, when the Shekhinah descends into exile, that Ruach, that Spirit, blows upon those who engage in the Torah, because the Shekhinah is among them. All flesh is hay, they are all beasts that eat hay, and all its mercy is as the flower of the field. Every mercy they do for themselves. Even all those who exert in Torah, every mercy they do for themselves. At that time, he remembered that they were flesh, a wind, a spirit, that passes and will not return to the world. This is the spirit of the Messiah. Woe unto they who make it leave and not return to the world. They make the Torah dry and do not want to exert in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because the fountain of wisdom, which is the yod in it, to depart. The spirit that leaves it, that leaves, is the spirit of the Messiah, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Creator. Second commandment, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. This is love, which is the love of mercy. As it is written, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with mercy. It is said about this, if you awaken and if you stir up the love while it pleases, etc., love and fear are its core. Whether good or bad, for this reason it is called fear and love, in order to receive reward. And because of it, the Creator said, I adjure you, daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and by the hinds of the field, if you awaken and if you stir up the love while it pleases, which is love without reward, and not in order to receive reward. This is because fear and love, in order to receive reward, are of a handmaid. And under three, the earth quakes, etc. Under a slave, when he becomes a king, and a handmaid that inherits her mistress. Rav. Okay, there are quite a few words and terms. We have no idea what they're talking about. And the whole thing is written in a language that's not understood to us. It's written in Aramaic. And beyond that, it's written in a style which is intimations, really. But later, he will continue to scrutinize it. In item 32, he will begin to clarify. What we've gone through thus far are the toughest, most difficult parts in the introduction. But out of all the introductions about Sulam, it is the most important. And we will clarify all this. For the time being, let's continue in item 32.
Item 32. We shall begin to explain the tikkunim of the Zohar from toe to head. He says that the fear and the love one has in the practice of Torah and mitzvot in order to receive reward, meaning while hoping for some benefit from the Torah and the work, this is considered the handmaid. It is written about her, a handmaid that inherits her mistress. This is seemingly perplexing, for it is accepted that one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, even lo lishma, not for the Creator's sake. And why did the earth quake? In addition, we must understand the correlation of the engagement in lo lishma, specifically to the handmaid, and also the allegory that she inherits her mistress. What inheritance is there here?
Yeah, continue, because there's nothing here. He just prepares us for the explanation. But the explanation is very important. I hope that you are following us.
You will understand the matter with everything that has been explained above in this introduction, that they did not permit the study lo lishma, but only since from lo lishma one comes to lishma, since the light in it reforms him. Hence, engagement, lo lishma, not for the Creator's sake, is considered a helping handmaid who performs the ignoble works for her mistress, who is the Shekhinah. This is because the last one will achieve lishma and will be rewarded with the installing of the Shekhinah. Then the maid, which is the engagement, lo lishma, will also be considered a handmaid of Kedusha, holiness, for she supports and prepares the Kedusha, though she will be considered the world of Asiya of the Kedusha. However, if one's faith is incomplete, and he engages in the Torah and in the work only because the Creator commanded him to study, then we have seen above that in such Torah and work, the light will not be revealed at all, since his eyes are flawed and turn the light into darkness like a bat. Such engagement is no longer considered a maid of Kedusha, since he will not acquire lishma through it. Hence, it comes to the domain of the handmaid of Klippa, which inherits these Torah and work and robs them for herself. Hence, the earth quaked, meaning the Shekhinah called earth, since those Torah and work that should have come to her as possessions of the Shekhinah, that evil handmaid robs and lowers them into the possessions of the Klipot. Thus the handmaid inherits her mistress.
Listen up, friends. Wake up. What is he telling us? He's telling us as follows. If you engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, then know that you must come to Lishma. You must come to faith above reason. You must come to bestowal, love of others. Otherwise, your entire study doesn't add anything to you. You must reach spirituality. Spirituality is bestowal. Spirituality is being like the Creator. Item 34.
The Tikkuni Zohar interprets the meaning of the oath. If you awaken and if you stir up the love while it pleases, the precision is that Israel will draw the light of the upper chesed, mercy, called love of mercy, since this is what is desired. This is drawn particularly by the engagement in Torah and mitzvot, not in order to receive reward. The reason is that the light of the upper wisdom is extended to Israel through this light of mercy, appearing and clothing in the light of mercy, which Israel extends. And this light of wisdom is the meaning of the verse, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, said about the Messiah King. It is as is said there below, and he will set up a standard for the nations and will assemble the dispersed of Israel and gather together from four corners of the earth.
Meaning, by studying the wisdom of Kabbalah correctly, all of humanity will connect together and come to the higher realization, the eternal life, eternal complete attainment.
This is because after Israel extends the light of wisdom through the light of mercy, as in the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Messiah appears and assembles the dispersed of Israel. Thus, everything depends on the practice of Torah and work Lishma, which can extend the great light of mercy, where the light of wisdom clothes and extends. This is the meaning of the oath. If you awaken and if you stir up, it is so because complete redemption and assembling the exiles are impossible without it, since so are the channels of Gdusha arranged.
I understand you don't have many questions. In truth, everything should be clear. He's just trying to prove that without learning Kabbalah, the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're not reaching the end of correction. If we're not reaching the end of correction, our entire life is worthless. And the whole world and all of creation is worthless. Meaning, all of creation in general, the entire universe, all the worlds, everything depends on the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah and depends on man who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah, specifically in this world, the lowest of them all, Hebrew 10.
שלום, אביב, שאלה שלי זה ככה. שמענו
We heard in what we read at least 20 times the word love. I'm willing to love my friends now at any cost. What do I do in order to love them?
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about because you're a wicked son of wicked and you don't know what is love and what it's talking about, and you're saying I'm willing to love them. It's a sign that you don't know what it's talking about.
So then how do I reach a state to know what love is?
If you study well, as required, for a few years, and you'll keep with all your might what they're saying, then in a few years you'll attain it. But not that you're saying, I know what it means to love. To love means that I'm willing to work for the sake of the other with everything I've got, and I towards him am like a slave, as Baal HaSulam explains to us in the article of Matan Torah and the Arvut. I need to give everything I've got to my slave. This means that I bestow to the other.
That was the answer I was looking for. Thank you, Rav.
Volga. Раф, подскажите, пожалуйста, вот я не раз от вас слышал, что состояние ло-лишма — это уже очень высокое постижение. И не говоря уж о лишма, надо еще постараться, чтобы дойти до ло-лишма. Вот вы можете прояснить, что такое настоящее, самое правильное ло-лишма?
Эфу закатуф эцлейну.
We need to exert to reach ло-лишма. Can you explain what it is to reach ло-лишма?
It's written because Lishma means that he yearns deeply to do acts of bestowal with everything he's got, and still they're not giving him enough illumination from above to be able to do it in order to bestow above his ego. That's the meaning of being in Lolishma. He wants to do it very much, but he's not receiving enough light from above. That's the meaning of Lolishma.
Africa.
Our question is, the process by which everyone has to come to study Kabbalah, what form will it take? Will everyone come to study like the way we're doing here? Or will our integral education means of dissemination be enough to help everyone reach this attainment?
No. You have many people in the world who know how to read and write. So what? They can all become writers? They don't author books. They don't do anything. They know how to read and write. That's it. The same is with the wisdom of Kabbalah. There are people who study in order to understand, to attain, to feel, to be mixed with all of this creation in order to bestow with this engine that has to work like this. And later they will teach others. These people, like us, are us. We learn in order to teach all of humanity and to organize it so it will come to the purpose of creation. But not that they will have to study like us. No, they just need to know a little bit how to receive the reforming light. But because we're giving this to them in an expansive way, and there will be millions of people who will demand it, and the state in our world will be such that from above they will want these people to receive the reforming light, then it will be easy for them to attain the force of bestowal, and they'll be able to bestow to one another. That's it.
Turkey One.
Доброе утро. Умирает ли служанка полностью или какая-то ее часть остается всегда с нами?
Is the maid, does she die completely or does she remain in some way?
She becomes a mistress, meaning in order to bestow. The difference between the handmaid and the handmaid and her mistress is that the handmaid is in order to receive, and for the time being, and her mistress is in order to bestow. So little by little, the handmaid is becoming her mistress.
Rab, hola. El tema del despertar, ¿qué significa en la decena?
The matter of awakening in the ten, what does it mean that the ten awakens in it, and with respect to the ten?
Awakening in the ten is when we begin to understand that indeed only in the correct connection between us we attain a state similar to the Creator. And in this way, in the effort between us, we build the connection between us such that it is called in order to bestow the quality of the Creator. That's it. And it will happen. We're going through very difficult states here. I don't like them, these things in that introduction. Later it will be easier for us. We'll understand why did he write it this way, what for. Okay. A few more questions if you have, maybe not from that, but in general, because we are reaching the end of the lesson and we need to start item 35. It's a long one. So it's too long for us. Any questions? Beersheva.
Rav, each one is now going to his corporeality, to his work. How do we maintain this fear of being detached from the lesson, from the friends?
Well, hold on. We'll hold you. Don't worry. You think of us, we think of you, and we'll continue together during the day, just like right now. And all the disturbances will be in our favor, because specifically, because of the disturbances, a greater light will come to us.
Bonjour. Question à Rami. Qu'est-ce qui nous cause d'abandonner les raisons de notre ego?
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. What makes us leave our ego and advance above reason?
There's no choice. There's no choice. What can I do? Tell me, in general, what do I have to do in this life, especially when life is such that we see them constantly descending, deteriorating, far from doing well. So, when I look at life, I have only one salvation. I'll open up for myself the purpose of life, the meaning of life. I'll be above this life. And that's why I get to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Moscow 7.
У нас нет вопроса.
А, беседа. Турки фри.
Мерхамет севгиси ве мерхамет иши макалада айры шекилде кулланмыш. Бираз да ачыклаябилер мисиниз?
Rav, is there any difference between the love of хасадим and light of хасадим? is it at the item 34? Do you explain more? Thank you.
האם יש הבדל בין אור חסדים לאהבת חסדים, אם שמעתי אותו נכון? הוא אומר שזה כתוב בקטע 30.
כן, יש הבדל. כי אור החסדים זה...
There's a difference. The light of chasadim is the light of bestowal, the force of bestowal. And what else?
And love of chasadim.
Love of chasadim. Simply love. It's called love of chasadim. We'll talk about it.
זהו.
That's it.
ניתן מקום לשי.
We'll make room for Shai.
כן, נעבור בקצרה ללוז להיום, ב-10:30 ישיבת כתבים, יחד עם...
Okay, briefly the schedule, 10:30 writers meeting with Rav, broadcasted and translated on Sviva Tova, then 11:30 to 12:30, live broadcast with Oren Levy. This is also live on Facebook, so you're welcome to watch it there. And 11:30, a recorded lesson, and 6 to 7, an evening lesson with our friends, instructors. רוצים להרגיש את המקום שנמצא בינינו, מקום של חום וביטחון, מאיר לעולמנו, מעל תנועה, מעל מקום, מעל כל הזמנים, מקום שבו כבר לא צריך מילים, בוא ניצח רוצים לחבר